Photographer Gary Kolb has been away from phone calls, cooking dinner for the kids, lawn mowing, and all the other distractions of his modern suburban life. He's a professor at Southern Illinois University. But this summer, he's found himself way off campus. He and his assistant have been spending their days photographing Isle Royale National Park. Isle Royale is in the middle of Lake Superior, about 25 miles from Grand Portage, Minnesota. It's a remote and rustic island, where only the wolf and moose are year-round residents. Kolb has been living in rustic accommodation since he got here.
This is the Dassler cabin, and we don't know a lot about the history of the family, but it's small, as you can see, and we're told very rustic, but we kind of thought it was palatial when we got here. It's got a nice kitchen, refrigerator, working stove.
But there's no electricity, no shower, and only a pit toilet out back. The cabin is on a rocky outcrop. One side overlooks Lake Superior, and the other overlooks a narrow harbor. Gary Kolb was selected to come here to translate this experience to a wider audience. For 2 weeks, he gets use of this cabin and a canoe. In exchange, he gives presentations to park visitors, and he donates a work of art to the park. He says being here is the realization of a lifelong dream.
When I was about 13 or 14, I remember reading an article in National Geographic about Isle Royale, and it was about the moose and wolf population. Ever since I read that article, I've been really fascinated with Isle Royale. I mean, you say Isle Royale, and a lot of people don't even know where it is. They've never heard of it. But I kind of always had it in my mind that I'd like to come here someday.
Now Kolb gets to spend his time studying the island through the lens of his camera. So far, it hasn't been the wildlife that's capturing his attention.
Living right out here on this point, I mean, you know, the impact of the water is in your face every minute of the day. So that's been spectacular, and I have a feeling that when I get back and look at the work, water is going to play a huge role, whether it's in the form of water in the lake or water in a stream or water in the sky in the form of fog and clouds.
Kolb says artist-in-residence programs are a great opportunity for the artists as well as the parks. The parks use the artist's work to help people appreciate natural beauty. Greg Blust is in charge of the Isle Royale program. He says artists and the National Park System have a long history together.
When you look back, the early painters, the early photographers actually started the National Park Service. Some of the early works that were done at Yellowstone or at Yosemite, and basically those art canvases coming back and being shown in Washington, D.C., really actually added the fire to get the National Park Service all started up and running.
Currently, over 27 national parks have artist-in-residence programs. Each one is run locally as a cooperative program between the park and community organizations. Melanie Parks is an artist in Traverse City, Michigan. She has volunteered her time to help set up 6 different artist-in-residence programs at parks all across the country.
It's such a great program. They get so much out of it. Their productivity doubles, and they have an opportunity to shut off the phone and shut off all the other things in their ordinary life and go and have an extraordinary experience in the unfamiliar and completely dedicate themselves to their artwork.
Back on Isle Royale, Gary Kolb says being at the mercy of nature is inspiring artistically. He's been experimenting with pinhole cameras, large format panorama cameras, and even plastic disposable ones. Some days he's hardly moved, other days he's canoed for miles, seeking images of a wilderness few people ever get a chance to visit.
If I could give people anything with the photographs, I guess it would be some sense of what it's like to be able to visit a place like this and spend some time here and begin to know it. Begin to reattach to it.
Gary Kolb hopes to publish and exhibit his Isle Royale photographs. And later this year, the park will publish its own book of images and writings from Isle Royale's many artists in residence. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney at Isle Royale National Park.